Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Be able to hang out with you and introduce you to people like Jim Copeland, highly intelligent members of our brain trust. Jim is with the Manhattan Institute. That's manhattan-institute.com.org, right, Jim? manhattan-institute.org.
Right. And they can also go to www.pointoflaw.com and see our legal commentary on Richard Cordray and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and lots of other legal issues.
pointoflaw.com. So check that out too, folks. We're talking about the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, and we previously talked about the nominee. We talked about where it came from in a couple of segments ago, the Bureau. Last segment, we talked about the nominee who didn't make it so far, at least. Now, Jim, talk to us about what the Republicans, how they would like to reform this Bureau, and what you think about that, because these are the things that are, and the reason why we're talking about it on the show, folks, is the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau is going to affect your business directly or indirectly, depending on what you do in the marketplace. It is going to impact your business. And Jim, as you know very well, small business owners are oppressed with regulations that cost them money. Many of them don't even apply to them, but they still have to comply with them, even if only just to help their customers comply with them. And so another bureau, another set of regulations is not good news for small business, Jim.
And it's even bigger than that, because small businesses need credit. I mean, let's boil it down. When you talked about independent community banks, and my father used to be a chairman of one, it's since merged into another bank, but these banks under this administration have had such difficulty with the federal regulators that credit has really dried up for small businesses, which, and this is really the lifeblood of small businesses. It's small banks making small loans to small businesses to grow, to invest, and of course, some of these small businesses are going to keep going. Individuals will take out their personal credit lines, their credit cards. I mean, people running small businesses will find ways to get credit, but the unavailability of low cost credit for small businesses is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, problems right now in the economy. And the concern the Republicans have is that this bureau, while in concept defensible, was written into this law where there's basically no check on the power of the person running this bureau. And most of these independent agencies will have, for instance, bipartisan boards, where you have, say, five individuals, and they have to reach some sort of consensus to move forward. That's how the Securities and Exchange Commission works. That's how the Federal Communications Commission works, et cetera. Here you've got one person that's basically sort of a czar. There's no ability for the legislature to oversee what's going on here. And this person can effectively make unilateral decisions that are no question the person's going to think, oh, these are intended to help the consumers, but they also might have massive implications for the broader economy and the ability to generate credit, the ability to generate financing mechanisms, and this could have dramatic ripple-through effects on the broader economy. So I think that their concerns there are well-founded, and what they're basically saying is before we take one of these up for vote, we've got to restructure this so that it's structured more like most of these federal agencies, where there's some congressional oversight, some sort of bipartisan commission, something, so that you don't have one individual acting basically as a czar for the country's consumer finance, because that's very, very dangerous if you get the wrong person in there. And I'd argue Richard Cordray is exactly the sort of person you'd need to worry about.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that's exactly what happened. And that was a bipartisan, I want to point out, that was a bipartisan rejection of him in the Senate, because I don't know how many, but I'm going to say that there were probably four or five at least Democrats, right, that rejected him.
There's certainly some Democratic concern here. It's definitely something that's been driven by Republicans and by the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. to hold up this nomination. And this is part of the problem when you have a broad financial reform like Dodd-Frank that's not bipartisan when it's written. And in fairness, I think the Democrats are probably short-sighted here to give one individual this much authority, because the next time a Republican's in the White House, this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, from their perspective, could be effectively gutted. And this, if you set this up more like a different agency, they were a little bit more independent of the administration, but also subject to some sort of bipartisan leadership and some sort of congressional oversight.
Jim, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Jim Copeland. Jim Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, with the Manhattan Institute. He'll be back another day. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Got another hour after this one. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.